Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
The emotional toll that losing a child would take, if you've not had that happen to you, it's probably impossible to comprehend. I've never had that. I don't want to comprehend it, but I can only try and guess what it's like to have to go through that. And there are certainly two families in Delphi, Indiana, that have been going through that pain for many years now and being continued to be drugged through the legal system, or the, I don't know what to call it anymore in Delphi. It is the legal system, but it doesn't seem to be functioning at a very high level of accuracy at this moment in time. Judge Gull in the Delphi case coming back with a response to the attorneys for Richard Allen, and the Indiana Supreme Court also coming back with a response to the attorneys of Richard Allen saying, yeah, Gull can stay, and we really don't see a need to put your attorneys back on at this moment in time, despite all of the issues that have been taking place. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. Let's talk about that, the mental toll that this must be taking on those families, on anyone connected with this case. It just keeps getting darker and darker, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of resolution, and that's the goal here is to find resolution. The goal here is to get justice for those two kids, and it seems they're doing anything but.
Yeah, it's just absolutely life-altering to lose a child, particularly to lose a kid in this way. Mm-hmm. And I think families do better when, obviously, there's a perpetrator who's identified, apprehended, and they can at least get through the trial and feel like, okay, something mm-hmm. was done to balance out the atrocity that happened here. And so it's another example of what in the world went wrong here and what is still going wrong. And I'm sure the families are feeling it in their gut right now. It's just got to be a nightmare for them.
I'm looking at this and going, is this all, you know, something darker? Is there some sort of weird purpose to the way things have been playing out here? Or is this really just simple incompetence that continues to run wild in this case? One of the things that you look at, especially with the speedy trial issues, would be that the attorneys for Richard Allen said, yeah, we're ready to go in about 70 days. State appear to be all that ready at all, but it's a hard deadline. He had a right to that. How do you stop that from taking place? Well, get rid of the attorneys and find some sort of reason for that. Gross negligence, I believe, was the term that was used. But at the end of the day, when you look at it, was it really gross negligence? Yes, things were leaked out of that office, but we understand how this actually took place. It wasn't the attorneys that were handing out the information or leaking it out. It was a rogue individual who someone trusted, ran in there with a camera, took pictures, and got out. But it was in a private office. Is that really gross negligence? Is that a reason enough to have taken this where Judge Gull did, to remove the attorneys for Richard?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to know the details mm-hmm. at this point. And, you know, I understand that she also had an issue with the fact that they're suing the Department of Corrections at the same time they're representing him, and that's an ethical violation. You know, each state has ethical standards for what attorneys are supposed to do, as they do in my profession. Every state is different. And it could be that Indiana has rules that are perhaps stricter. I don't really know that. I was told by an attorney here that Indiana is not as transparent as other states are. He mentioned Florida and California tend to be very transparent states. And I don't know about all the other states, but that Indiana is known as not very transparent. Mm-hmm. So we still don't know everything that's gone on. Conflicts of interest were mentioned. And it's a very confusing one at this point.
It just continues to get more and more confusing. One of the arguments that was made from the Attorney General was saying, basically, yeah, we hear you, but you kind of filed this the wrong way. They did it in that writ of mandamus, and the Attorney General saying you should have done it on an appeal. Even at the end of the letter said that basically, if you file an appeal, we will take a close look at it as we do with everything. Is this another moment of basically bureaucratic BS, to lack of a better term, where did it on the wrong way, wrong paper, or wrong way of phrasing this, but go back and phrase it this way, and maybe we'll file it this way. We'll take a closer look at this. I mean, extraordinary circumstances seems like what this is, and that's the argument of them saying that this isn't an extraordinary circumstance. If this isn't, I don't really know what is.
Yeah. It's really hard to say. I know the legal system is, typically everything has to be done according to procedure, whatever mm-hmm. that state's procedure are. It's, So I can see that this was not the correct way to do it according to their procedure. And it may be that if they, file an appeal, that it will go the other way.
Mm-hmm. How does someone like a Richard Allen, how do you keep it together behind bars, especially in something like that where you have solitary confinement, very little interaction with anyone? I mean, if you were to give mental advice, health advice to someone who's obviously he's stuck there for quite some time. There's mm-hmm. going to be a lot of ways mm-hmm. out of this. To mm-hmm. keep your mental health with you to try and survive this, it can't be an easy job. And there's probably not a lot of coaching to do it there. How do people get through that? What are some of the best ways for someone who's facing that to survive?
Yeah, it's really individual because, we get the sense from looking just his physical appearance now, Richard Allen is deteriorating. Mm-hmm. And unlike Alec Murdoch, who looks like he's thriving in prison and looks healthier than he ever has, Richard looks very sick. And we wonder about his mental health, his physical health. Those things always intermingle and go together. Sometimes, and I don't know about in this prison, sometimes they do have psychiatric care for them. They do get them on medication that can help calm anxiety or help depression. The prisons that I'm familiar with have psychiatrists that do that, but I am told that states vary, and there are states where that kind of help is not provided. Often they do have access to clergymen and get a lot of counseling that way. And, we make the jokes about jailhouse religion. Everybody turns, religious when they're locked up. But that is a coping strategy for a lot of people. Doesn't work for everyone. But, it may be that psych meds, because of his deterioration, are going to be the best thing for him. I mean, people often read, they write, they study the law. I don't know that any of that, I would doubt that any of that is going on for him right now. But, going in, prior to this arrest, we don't know much about his mental state.
True.
And it could be very likely that he was not a terribly well person, to begin with. And that would fit if he was guilty. Mm-hmm. He could have some very strange psychiatric conditions going on. He could be mildly psychotic. And that's when I look at him now, that's sort of what I see as someone who looks like they're kind of devolving into psychosis.
Yeah. It's sad. It's scary. And it doesn't help when the system that's supposed to move this along in a correct fashion doesn't seem to be capable of doing that.
Yeah, and the solitary confinement, we know that is horrible for people. It's cruel and unusual punishment and hard to know sometimes, well, what are the alternatives? How do we keep people safe? Well, we need to come up with some alternatives for that.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Moro Casino.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.